have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way.
Uniting the racists with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's Friday. Again. Hi, y'all. It's Friday. Again. And you can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-3, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. And my biblical question, a doozy. Really, I'm not just saying that. It is a doozy for those who want to know themselves, for those who want to overcome their misery. It's for those, not for those who love their hell and they want to stay in hell and they get mad if you even suggest that there's a way out. It's not for you. At some point, you, as an individual, you don't have to. But if you want to have life, real life, not the fake life, the real life, at some point, you're going to have to say, go to hell, world. Go to hell, country, people. Otherwise, they will keep you in hell. They will keep you in hell. And one thing I noticed, misery love company. It love company. But anyway, the biblical question. What kind of human being are you actually? What kind of human being are you actually? Am I saying it right? Hey, actually. I can't believe it. When I first said it, I couldn't say it that well. Actually. It's like when I used to say ask. Now I say ask. I used to say ask. And now it's ask. Now it's actually. Ooh, all white. White on the inside, black on the outside. Amazing. Ooh, we have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast the show in case you're busy and can't sit and watch it. Even then, you can podcast and go back and watch it again. But you can be listening to the show. It's been made possible. He made it possible for the sun to shine. He made it possible that we would have peace of mind. I got love and I've got joy. But most of all, I have the Holy Ghost. I thank God he made it possible. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amazing. It's been made possible that you don't have to miss a show at any point by going to the listen line on TalkStream Live and call 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk. Buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing. It's Friday. It's Open Line Friday. And because we started Open Line Friday first, and a long time ago, Open Line Friday will always be Open Line Friday. Hey, I'm wondering, can I make Black Wednesday? Maybe the first 2 hours, Black Wednesday, since there's nothing there in the first 2 hours. Manhood Hours, the last hour, Wednesday, and then we can keep Friday as Open Line Friday. No? Want to smoke on it?
You can do whatever you want.
Did you ever smoke pot?
I don't disclose.
I don't blame you.
But no, not really.
You just disclose.
Oh, oops.
What a beta.
Alpha.
But,
you tricked me.
Yeah, blame it on me. You gotta blame it on something. Blame it on the wind. So it's Open Line Friday / because we love the blacks / Black Friday. This was then. And this is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Hold on.
Ask. Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey.
What?
What's wrong what? With the blacks? What's wrong with the blacks? Black Friday, 888-773-773-888-77-Jesse. Hey, Hake, or the Anchor Baby. I've been told to eat eggs. You know, not just every day, only egg, but I've been eating boiled egg. And then the other day I was told not to eat the yellow in the egg that often. Is that true? Either one of y'all.
I don't think so.
That's not true?
Nothing in excess, I think. They said, I think they told you that because of cholesterol
right.
fears, but...
They said...
That's so 80s.
Is that tune, Anchor Baby?
I don't really follow that, but I'm not sure.
They said, if I eat 4 eggs a day, don't eat the yellow.
I also, that's actually more like 90s, to be honest.
90s?
Yeah. It bring on cholesterol.
I'll be honest.
You need some cholesterol.
Oh.
I think cholesterol is good, need, like, a little bit.
So you need cholesterol so you can go to the doctor, and the doctor can give you cholesterol pill to stop the cholesterol.
Well, you get worse cholesterol from other things, and you only have, like, 2 of them, and 2 a day's not bad. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've heard similar things. They say there are different kinds of cholesterol, and I think usually people with this high cholesterol problems, they have, like, a bunch of other things, too. They're, like, overweight.
Yeah. Blood pressure.
I will...
It's
I don't even know,
know
if this is true, but I'll like let's say I finish a 12 pack of eggs.
Uh-huh.
I might go like the next week and not have that many eggs.
I don't even know why, some, but not that many.
Right. I don't even know. I do somewhere in the back of my mind. I'm thinking too many eggs, but I have no reason to believe that.
We have in Alabama because we raised chicken. We had a hen house, and the hen had eggs.
Mm-hmm.
And we would have eggs for breakfast at least every weekend because normally, sometime during the weekday, we didn't have time to...
Right.
Maybe
you can have cereal.
Sometimes. Right. But cereal, right. But so neither one of you know if that's true or not about yellow cause. The yellow egg can bring on cholesterol.
Right. Because if you just eat egg whites, I've heard there's drawbacks to that. I've also... It kind of reminds me of, I once heard a lady say, don't eat carrots at night because carrots have sugar. I'm like, people have worse sugar at night. Carrots are
anything.
Fine.
Yeah. Out of all the things you can have at night, it's like, don't eat anything.
The sugar in the carrots is keeping you fat. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
It's amazing that in the good old days where boys were boys and men were men, you were able to eat anything down in Alabama. Because you grew everything, number one. But you were able to eat, and the people lived to be 80, 90, 100. Miss Short was 110. Miss May and Miss Evelou in the late 90s, 100s. And now you can't eat anything and you die early. What the?
Yeah, part of it is activity, I would guess.
I've heard stuff like that over the years.
People are just eating a lot and sedentary.
Huh? Sedentary, eating a lot. Yeah, those are like big factors of making you unhealthy.
It was almost unheard of for somebody to die before the 80s.
Right.
Really. If somebody died in their 70s or 60s or early, people are like, what happened?
Right.
But somebody died in their 80s, 90, 100. You're like, Miss May lived to be 110 or so.
Nice.
Remember May?
I don't.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think so.
May had a lot of tunes, too. Bubba.
Whatever happened to Bubba?
Bubba moved back to Alabama. He lived in Detroit. When he left Alabama, he went to Detroit to live. And he lived in Detroit for a long time. For a long time, too. But Detroit became so bad, violent, and he lived in a black area. It was so much violence. He moved back to Alabama. Bubba moved back to Alabama. Bought a house down there.
Good for him.
Yeah.
Wise move.
He back at home. Hey, Bubba. Shout out to Bubba. His real name was Henry.
Wow, doxed.
But now I didn't say his last name.
Oh, true.
Babe.
I mean, on the food thing, my mentality is I do try to keep it diverse. You know, like I won't just have chicken. I won't just have eggs. Like, I have oatmeal. I have other things.
Right on.
So that if one thing is that bad, it'll never have
that
too much
sense.
Of it.
That totally makes sense. You don't just have one thing. I can't have boy every day.
Right.
We'll get you some oatmeal. You like oatmeal?
Yeah.
In the mornings?
Maria told me to eat oatmeal.
I've been rocking the oatmeal heavy. You have some of mine.
Okay. Do I have to put sugar in it?
Mm-mm. This one
you
comes
have to
all
do
good.
Anything.
All perfect.
You don't have to do anything? You have to stay black and die. That's the only thing you have to do.
Not me.
You have to stay white and die.
Stay white and live.
What?
Stay white and live.
That's right. Live forever.
Hopefully.
Nice. I was reflecting on, and especially these couple of stories I'm about to present to you, and I realized there are so many things I'm grateful for sure. But the one thing I am totally grateful for, all the way sure, is that during the good old days, they raised me up to work when I was young. And they prepared me to leave home at 18. And not just me, most of the young men and women was raised that way. But sometimes the women stayed until the husband came and got them. But we were raised to leave home at 18. And because you were prepared for it, when 18 came along, you had no problem leaving home because you were considered to be an adult and you can now either sink or swim. And the beauty about it, they weren't worried if you're going to sink or swim either. You didn't have to write every day, call every day. Mama wasn't checking on you every day because it was totally up to you. And you were raised that way. I'm so grateful for that I don't hardly know what to do with it. Because it's so not like that now. And as a result, men and women are weak. And not all, but most are weak. They cannot survive on their own. They cannot, and most of them stay home. They be living like with their mother's 19, 20, 30, all through the 20s and 30s and 40s, 50s and 60s until mama died. I'm so grateful for that. And another thing, as a result of being out there on my own at such an early age in life, I made a lot of stupid mistakes along the way, a lot of them. But I'm okay with that, too, now. And I needed those things in order to help me in whatever way they helped. But I'm grateful that I left home. And so when I turned, when I moved to L.A. around 18, I started listening to Jesse Jackson and Louis Farrakhan and the NAACP and others, the Wicked Witch of the West. They were all talking about racism, and they were calling white people racist. And they said that the blacks can't make it because of racism. And for a minute, out there on my own, listening to these adults, because I thought, since they were in the media, I thought they were honest and that they what they were saying was true. I believed that for a while. I did. I really believed it. And every time I dealt with white people, in the back of my mind somewhere, I was thinking that they were racist. And especially if they disagreed with me. I automatically thought, and it wasn't my thought, I know now, but I didn't know then what I know now. If I knew then what I know now. But I thought automatically they would disagree with me because of my color, and I would be angry. And that went on for a couple years. And then finally, as I always have been, I started to question things. I really did, like I did as a child. And I wonder, okay, so if racism is as bad as the so-called civil rights leaders and others are saying it is, that black people can't make it because of racism, because of the white man and racism, white people. Why is it that the people who are saying these things, like the NAACP, Congressional Black Caucus, Jesse Jackson, Louis Farrakhan, Al Sharpton, and all those people, why is it that they're living high on the hog? I really thought that. And I'm like, why is it that their children, they're black, blacker than me, most of them, a lot of them, and they're doing fine. They're going to the best schools. They're getting the best education. And I'm like, how is it they're making it? The white man not holding them back, but everybody else being held back by the white man. I literally thought that. I wondered and I pondered. And then I realized that I had been lied to. That it wasn't true at all. Really. It wasn't true. It was just a total lie. I even thought that for a while I started saying that white people are racist. Because I believed a lie. Once you believe a lie, it's nearly impossible. It's not impossible, I realize. Not if you want to know the truth, you can know the truth. But once I believed a lie, you couldn't convince me that it was a lie. Until I started to examine myself to find out that there was no such thing as racism. I had been lied to. And that those people, the civil rights leaders, so-called, all those people and then some, they were lying to me so that they could be in power and gain wealth and fight that. And I thought, that is horrible that these people are sacrificing other black people's lives so that they can have perceived power and wealth. It was like horrible when I realized that. But I had a change of mind. I didn't believe it anymore. And when I didn't believe that anymore, I just went about continue living my life, and because that was a part of the on the way. Down the road, I ran into that stumbling block. And then I started to see that it was about character and not racism at all. And I went on with my life, thank God. Because had I not been allowed to see the real deal, I'll be believing that today. At my age, imagine being this old and thinking racism as this. What would I have been and what would I have gotten out of life had I continued to believe the lie that somehow or another somebody can hold me back because of my color? What a sad way to live, huh? And I had no idea that this was like in the 60s, 70s, 80s, right? And just imagine what my life would have been had I believed that lie that somebody can hold me back because of my color. What a mess. And I had no idea that from the 60s to now, 2025, that these black race hustlers, that it would go from generation to generation, and that they would want power and they would use this idea of racism, even though you can clearly see now that it's not true, that they would still be using this to maintain power and wealth. And that's the only reason they're using. They don't believe it. Really, they do not believe it. But they say it because it keeps other black people unaware, black people under control, so that they can become what they think are important people, the leaders, the examples. And there are some black people who believe it because they want to examine to see the truth. But I had no idea that in 2025, this is back in the 60s, late 60s, early 70s, I didn't know they'll be pushing it harder in 2025 than they did back then. It says no, nothing changed. Even though white people have given up everything, everything, they've given up their schools, their communities, their businesses, their children. They gave up the white woman. The white woman all messed up now. But the white woman, white people have given up courage for fear. And even more, back in 2025, the blacks are crying racism more so now than they ever have done. And they blame racism on everything. Blacks are not all, but more. They're such a failure and loser in life. They're even blaming racism on diseases. Think about that. They got cancer because of racism. They're stressed. They have diabetes because of racism. Think about that. Who would even say something like that with a smile? But the blacks is so bad. Isn't it? White people thought, okay, well, we give the blacks everything they ask for. At some point, they're going to know that, okay, it doesn't exist anymore. White people haven't even given up their country, America. And white people thought at some point, black people are going to know, we're not against y'all. We've given you everything. We've spoiled you. And you only gotten worse. And now the blacks are even blame their fat on racism. Know how everybody fat? They're blaming racism for everything. It's almost sad if I was into emotions. It would be sad if I was into emotions. And they do it with no shame. Blacks are now blaming, this is from Fox News, if you doubt me. Blacks are now blaming racism on everything, disease and everything. They got diabetes because of racism. Former Representative Jamal Bowman. My bad. He black. Bowman, a Democrat out of New York, he black. he claimed that black people face higher rates of chronic diseases like cancer and diabetes due to the stress of being called the N-word every day. During an appearance on CNN Newsnight on Wednesday. Watch this from CNN.
These were two Democratic elected officials in Minnesota who were killed. The Tree of Life synagogue shooting killed. Christchurch, New Zealand, slaughtered. AME Church in South Carolina. On and on.
Catholic,
this is America.
Catholic pro-life
and the problem is
bombs.
We are not dealing Catholic with America's original right. sin and its disease of hate and racism towards black and brown people and sexism towards women and anti-LGBTQ sentiment. We are not dealing with that. Your colleagues in the Republican Party do not hold each other accountable when it comes to the racism that comes from the party on a consistent basis.
Congressman, I mean, where are you on
you
the
You can't be calm
attempt?
About this. I'm a black man in America. The reason why heart disease...
I'm white, I can't comment
listen
on
to what I'm saying. The reason
saying.
Why heart disease and cancer and obesity and diabetes are bigger in the black community is because of the stress we carry from having to deal with being called the N-word directly or indirectly every day. If your colleagues would listen and try to learn and engage and grow and stop being so hateful, we could have a better country.
Jamal.
But unfortunately, we're still here.
That is evil. And then that poor white man, okay, I'm not black, so I can't comment on that. I'm so sick of hearing that from white people, I don't know what to do. You can't comment on that, white people. Tell the man he's lying. He's lying. That's a lie. That's a straight-up, ball-faced lie. And the white man, oh, I can't comment on that. I'm not black. And then just because black people scream, that doesn't mean you have to shut down. They're screaming so that they can fade you out. They don't want the truth about this to get out. The white man was marking him how?
He was being sarcastic.
About saying
he's
what?
Saying, oh, I can't talk about this because I'm white.
Oh, that's what he said.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought he said, I can't because I am white. Well, he was being funny. Sarcastic.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Whew. But he couldn't shout down the loud, pushy black guy. That's one thing for sure.
Screaming like mama. Isn't that the same black man that pulled that alarm system thing?
Yeah, I forgot about that one.
He was accused of pulling, are you trying to stop the vote or something?
Yeah.
Something like that.
He opened the emergency door or the fire.
According to those reports.
He pulled the fire alarm so he could get out the emergency door. Something, like that.
Something happened. But that's a lie. Listen, how's anyone, and who calls somebody the N-word every day other than blacks calling people that? When the last time you've been called an N-word, Hank?
Yesterday.
See? Every day.
Directly or indirectly?
Every day.
If you're called a DEI mayor, that may as well be called the N-word.
I heard that. Well, man, but that's a lie, folks. And black people, do what you want, but you need to pull away from these people. They're trying to keep you down. This man been a congressman. He's all those CNN, and he's still crying racism. And then trying to act like he's serious about it by being emotional. An emotional person is never serious. An emotional person is lying. And when you're crying, you're lying. I gotta take a break. What a mess! Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love for you. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Moving right along. It's Friday. Number one, the Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. today, Monday through Friday. The Hake, HAKEReport.com, from 9 to 11. Make sure you podcast it if you can't listen live. You don't want to miss 1 minute of the Hake Report. And, oh, Lord, not George, but the American Anchor Baby. And you don't want to miss that energy everywhere, just all over the place. Energy, energy, energy. The American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Oh, no, no, my bad. It's Friday. At 11 a.m., we have a brand new episode of The Fallen State today on Friday. A brand new episode. I had a very interesting, fun conversation with Lily Gaddis. And she is a social media personality and the host of Down the Line. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I saw the video where you were cooking and you said the so-called N-word or whatever.
In that context, I didn't mean it offensively at all. I was just saying a word like I would say dude or you have the right to call me a cracker. I have the right to call you a nigger.
Yeah, that's right.
So if I keep speaking out about it, you know, maybe we can fight against that cancel culture that has ruined lots of people's lives.
What's wrong with the blacks? I think you're going to enjoy it. Amazing conversation at 11 a.m. And you can become a member. You can support the FallenState.tv. One of the ways by becoming a member there. You can support by everything kind of way. But you can become a member there on YouTube at TheFallenState.tv or Locals.com. And then at 12 noon, after TheFallenState.tv, The American Anchor Baby. And that's where the energy is given to him by God. It's a gift, not alone. Not just local. Jesse Lee Peterson or local?
JesseLeePeterson.locals.com.
Oh, I never said that before.
I know. We've been letting you say it wrong all this time.
I'm grown.
Nobody's going to find it.
You don't let me say anything. Yeah. I'm grown.
We let you.
Locals. JesseLeePeterson.com. No, JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. All right. And so you can become a member there and support. And then at 12 noon, The American Anchor Baby, right after the FallenState.tv. The FallenState.tv, all right? The American Anchor Baby. You're going to be shocked and amazed. And then we have Fellowship on Sunday. Fellowship on Sunday, all right? Doors open at 10:30. Come on down for everybody. Doors open at 10:30. Meetings start at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 2 p.m. Eastern time, and this time I'm going to sit down so I don't fall down. What the? This Sunday. And listen up. I need your support. Summertime is here, and the living is easy. So I need you, because people go on vacation, they forget to donate and support what we do, but the work goes on. So we are raising $50,000 or more to take us through the summer. And I know a lot of you have it right there on you, and you can support it to get us there. So I'm asking that you make a donation for whatever you can give to help us get up to at least $50,000 to take us through the summer until you come back from your vacation. So we're asking for support, all right? Go to rebuildingaman.com/donate, rebuildingaman.com/donate. You can call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. Or you can mail a check or money order to BOND. Make it out to BOND, B-O-B-O-N-D, and send it to P.O. Box 35090. That's BOND, and then the P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. BOND at send it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. And you can donate the whole thing or more or whatever you can help out on. We appreciate it, and we'll let you know when we get there. Thank you all in advance. One more thing I want to... What, James?
The white guy said to Jamal Bowman, this is what Anthony on cozy.tv/JLP says. He said, I can't comment that... He said, I can't comment on that because I'm not black. Is that what you were saying?
Yeah. I thought that what he said.
Right.
But you said he said something else. He was sarcastic.
That's what he said. That's what that implies. Not that necessarily sarcastic, but he's saying, say we're in an argument.
Right.
And you say, I'm black or something. And I say, oh, I can't comment on that because I'm not black. Is that what you're saying?
Oh.
He's challenging the black guy.
Oh, okay. So you were challenging him, not sarcastic.
Whatever. Either way, but the point is he's not saying that I can't comment on that because I'm not black. He's suggesting that Jamal was saying that he can't comment on it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. I just know white people have been saying for years, I'm not black. I can't say I've never been black. What a mess. So I want you to know it's a lie. It's a lie that racism exists. It doesn't. Never has, never will. It's not even possible to be racist. Just think about that. It's not even possible to be racist. Even if you tried to be racist, you wouldn't be able to do it. So it's a lie. Black people, I recommend you take back your life as an individual and live your life. And get away from joining crowds like that. They keep you down. According to something called AI, racism is the reason. And so we asked two AI models why Black America have higher chronic disease rates. Both cited systematic racism as a key factor. I don't even know what to say about this. What is AI? And watch this.
Yeah, in fact, this one's from Grok. That's the one on X.com. And it was asked, why do black people face higher rates of chronic diseases like cancer and diabetes? It wrote, black people face higher rates of chronic diseases like cancer and diabetes due to a combination of social, environmental, and systemic factors, socioeconomic disparities, including lower income levels, and limited access to quality health care play a significant role. For example, black Americans are more likely to live in areas with fewer medical facilities, face barriers like inadequate insurance, and experience delays in diagnosis or treatment. Environmental factors such as living in neighborhoods with poor air quality, limited healthy food options, or higher exposure to pollutants also contribute. Historical and ongoing stress from systemic racism, sometimes called weathering, can elevate stress hormones, increasing risks for conditions like hypertension and diabetes. Genetic predispositions may exist, but social determinants like poverty, discrimination, and lower rates of preventive care are far more impactful. For instance, CDC data shows Black Americans have a 60% higher risk of diabetes and a 20% higher cancer mortality rate than white Americans, largely tied to those structural issues rather than biology alone. So claims Grok.
Grok and DeepSeek.
DeepSeek is a different one.
Oh.
And so
I don't want to read on it.
Yeah, Derek, it's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Same old lie.
They all saying the same lie. Structural racism and healthcare disparities.
So Black people are not responsible for their lives at all. We gave them Dr. King Hospital over in South Central. Remember when we gave the Blacks Martin Luther King Hospital over East L.A., South Central L.A., James?
No, I don't remember that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that existed.
Yeah, we gave them, when they were like, we don't have a hospital. We don't have a hospital. We need a hospital in the hood. At first, we gave them a county hospital downtown there. Huh?
County General.
Yeah, we gave them that. And that's a big hospital with a nice view. Because it's just on a little hill there. And when you're driving down the 10 freeway, or not the 10, but yeah, the 10, I believe. And you can see the hospital sitting on the hill. And they screwed that hospital up, but then the Mexican took over. And so we gave them Martin Luther King Hospital, and they screwed up that hospital. And so you're blaming them. We gave y'all everything y'all asked for. We have given it to you, and you're still not satisfied. What a mess! They screwed up. They screwed up Martin Luther King Hospital so bad that Mel Gibson and I went over there and tried to do some work together over there. That didn't work. Do you remember when Mel Gibson and I went over to Dr. King Hospital?
I remember that you guys did.
Yeah.
That was like 04. That was before I even knew of Bond.
Mel and I were trying to help the Blacks. Mel, nice. Jewish, Jesse Black.
Mel Gibson is Jewish?
No. The Jews don't like him or something, right?
Right.
I knew so with the Jew thing.
They don't seem to like each other that much.
Yeah. Right, that's what it is. But Mel Gibson and I went over there and tried to help the Black, even at Martin Luther King Hospital, after we gave them the hospital, and they still blame it white. So is AI a person?
No.
Who is AI?
AI is a computer that conglomerates a whole bunch of the mainstream liberal media lies and textbook crap. Sorry, kids. So it just gets its info from the liberal media, mainly.
And so somebody put that information on a computer called AI.
No, they put it on the internet. The AI found it on the internet.
So somebody, the person who owned AI, found that information on the internet and put it on their site.
AI, from what I understand, Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, peruses the internet and puts together a little essay for you, a little bit of information from different sources on the internet.
So whomever owns AI is doing that.
No, whoever owns AI, they gave the AI what's called weights, things that it would find important. But the only reason the AI thinks those things are important is because it was told that those things are important.
Because AI can't think for itself. It's a machine, right?
Right.
So some human beings on the end of AI putting this stuff out there.
Not like that. That's not accurate.
AI, machine can't do it by themselves. They have to be programmed.
They compute.
That's right. Yep, exactly. That's closer to the truth.
They put stuff together. AI can put stuff together for you.
But not without the help of a person.
Well, you give it a prompt, and it's been given a little algorithm or something or programming to come up with some liberal, mostly liberal answer for you.
Is AI the same as Google? I mean, like Google?
It is a little bit like Google, but it's a little bit more talkative than Google.
And it lies.
True. Just like Google.
So they made a lying AI machine.
Indeed.
What a mess.
Yeah, AI is often mistaken, and it has a liberal bias just like the rest of the world.
When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. When I look at the world, it fills me with sorrow. Children today, gonna suffer tomorrow. Oh, what a shame. Such a sad way to live. Who really cares? Who is willing to try to save a world that is destined to die? Amazing. Sandra is a first-time caller out of Florida. Sandra, you are on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Jesse.
Sandra.
My name's actually Sandra with an O.
With an O?
Yes.
Oh, they have an A. Oh, S-O-N-D-R-A, right?
Yes, sir.
Sandra, my bad, and you're on the air.
Oh, thank you for talking to me, Mr. Jesse.
You're welcome.
My neighbors who were black attacked me almost 2 years ago, and the police buried it. I have an audio recording of them dragging me into the road, saying, how does it feel to be a slave? And the police buried it and would not do anything about it.
Are you white?
I'm mostly white. I got a smidge of the Negro in me. My runaway Negro slave ancestor was from Guyana. Do you know where Guyana is?
Guyana?
Mm-hmm. You know where that is?
Way over yonder?
It ain't in Africa.
Right.
You hop in a boat. You go down here to the beach in Jacksonville, Florida, and you hop in a boat. You go 40 miles south. That's Guyana.
How old are you?
I'm 57.
Why do you get a lawyer?
Well, the last lawyer I talked to said as a law firm, they do not sue government entities. So I wrote to another lawyer, and they told me I should call, I think it was American Civil Liberties, because it wasn't just negligence from the police. It's a willful cover-up. And I just think it's important that people know what liars the Jacksonville Sheriff's Office is and the state attorney's office.
When did this
here
happen?
In Jacksonville, Florida. It was July 2nd, 2 years ago.
Oh, and so now, now you're going to stay away from the blacks?
Well, no, they ain't all bad. Some of them are very nice people. They were harassing the Mexicans on the other side, so their landlord made them move because police wouldn't do anything about it.
Oh, they moved away.
Yeah, they had to move. Yeah.
Well, then you be careful, especially nowadays. Because not all of them, blacks are more angry or angrier than ever. So
you
watch your back
and
don't argue with them because it makes no sense to argue with the devil anyway. So don't argue with them. You watch your back and be careful, all right?
Okay. Well, thanks for talking to me, Mr. Jesse.
You be careful, though, Sandra.
Oh, I got good karma. I'm doing quite well since they left. And I usually don't have trouble with anybody.
Right.
Trying to, you know. Be mean. Okay, well, thank you, Mr. Jesse.
All
have
right.
a good day.
All right. Amazing. 888-7753-7733. Let me go to Ron out of California, Long Beach, to be exact, California. Ron, you're on the air.
Good morning, Mr. Peterson. How you doing today?
All is well.
I called you a couple months ago. And I have a confession to make. So me and you had a little debate. I was saying that Ronald Reagan was the best president ever.
Right.
And you said Donald Trump was. Now I drunk the Kool-Aid. You're right. Donald Trump is the better president. And I'll tell you why.
And why?
He's getting all the illegals out of here.
I don't know if people notice that, Ron. You're right. I mean, it's like, there are literally no illegal aliens coming into the country now, to the point you don't even really hear anymore about the border. And I that know. Is amazing.
That's amazing. Really amazing.
Well, I apologize up because Donald Trump is definitely, Ronald Reagan wasn't bad. Well, it's because of Ronald Reagan that we had the illegals come in anyway, because Ronald Reagan was the one who gave amnesty to the illegals. And then under the, from what I read and heard that.
Oh, that was Carter.
He said
that wasn't Ronald Reagan. That was Carter.
He said.
That was Carter.
But Ronald Reagan gave the amnesty, and the Democrats had promised or something like that, that he would only do it one time and they would support it. So it was both Carter and Reagan.
You talking about all the people that came over here on the banana boat? On the Cubans?
I don't remember that exactly. But I do know that I remember hearing about, and I wasn't into politics that much then, but I remember hearing that Reagan gave amnesty to the illegals. So I don't know exactly what was going on at the time, because when you say, hey.
So illegals were a problem since long before Reagan, apparently.
Oh, okay.
Because they were here, and he gave amnesty as a deal, I heard,
right,
in exchange for border security. But they never did border security. To this day, they are not doing it except for under Trump. And so I heard that he later regretted it.
Right. I remember hearing something like that. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't into politics, so I didn't pay a lot of attention to it.
Right.
Well, right on, Ron. You're right about that, man.
And one more thing I got to say, Mr. Stevens. Hey, you know how the Mexicans over here, they be saying, this is their country, and they don't like people going against them and whatnot. Well, I was looking at something on Instagram the other day, and I was seeing that they doing the same thing to the Honduras over there in Mexico. They saying, get out of our country. This is our country. We don't want you here. But they saying the opposite. Why they over here in this country?
Yeah, I heard Isn't something that about that.
Yeah.
And if you notice, that's not the media is not reporting that in the way they will report over here.
I know.
What a
Isn't
mess.
That amazing?
Yeah, that's amazing.
What a mess.
Yeah. Thank you, Rod. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
No comments is. Oh, I already read that one from No Comment. Leighton W. Malachi 4:6. He will turn the hearts of the parents to the children and the hearts of the children to their parents, or else I will come and strike the land with total destruction. We better learn quick. My country is gone to where's country and western? Some Jerry Reed tomorrow for me, please.
It's, he said I would turn the children back to the parents and the parents back to the children, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Amazing. Thank you.
Marty, different Marty, says with a coffee, hey, Jesse, remember this song? I got a pocket full of sunshine. I got a love, and I know that it's all mine. Oh, oh, oh. Do what you want, but you're never going to break me. Sticks and stones are never going to shake me. Oh, oh, oh.
I don't remember that. You remember that song?
Obviously not, because I can't sing the melody.
Right. I don't even, I'm listening closer to see if I can get a glimpse of it. I really don't remember, but thank you. It's all interesting.
We'll read the rest later, guys.
Let me take a quick break. 2 more hours to go. Hate news is coming now. The hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, and woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND and donate to my nonprofit, BOND, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny, We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
A fireball and a sonic boom happened yesterday afternoon, Thursday afternoon, down in the southeast, as southeastern United States. Whoa, pretty cool. If you live in the southeast, you may have seen or heard something unusual on Thursday, according to Kami Nonsense Network, a daytime fireball, possibly dropped by a meteor, clearly visible in the sky. And it created a sonic boom. Awesome. Space is real. Explain that, flat earthers, space deniers, spinning ball deniers. Shout out. A whole lot of mess going on in the world, not the least of which is right here. This is the end of hour one of the Jason Lee Peterson Show. It is Black Friday. It's Get It Off Your Chest Friday. And the lines are full. You can call in every so often, though. But the lines are full, okay? It is hate news, not fake news. JLP will be right back to your calls. More of your super chats. Appreciate them kindly, as well as your donations to Bond. Rebuildingtheman.com/donate or 1-800-411-BOND, 1-800-411-2663. And we'll get to more great stories, but it is time for the news. JLP will be right back. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports the Pentagon released new details about the U.S. attack on Iran's nuclear facilities this past weekend, including how the military prepared for their mission, the crews who carried out the raid, and how Iran tried to fortify one of the sites in advance of the bombing, because I think they knew about it. I think Trump tipped them off, or the administration tipped them off, so that to minimize deaths, right? Anyway, Thursday's briefing did not provide new intelligence supporting President Donald J. Trump's assertion that the strikes obliterated Iran's nuclear program, supposedly, right? Both Joint Chiefs of Staff, Chairman General Dan Kane and Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth referred questions about that to the intelligence agencies. Until all of the intel is gathered, the full extent of the damage at the facilities remains unclear. In any case, we have, supposedly, a ceasefire, which is better than not, I think. Right? I don't know. You catch the great Bill Lockwood's first hour interview on the Jason Lee Peterson Show yesterday. Very interesting and informative. Trump is threatening CNN. A lawyer representing President Trump has sent letters to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN themselves, and the failing New York Slimes, the New York Times, threatening legal action. Oh, that's not a real threat. It's sort of a threat. Over their reporting, so-called reporting, they call it, on the U.S. attack on Iran. Attorney Alejandro Brito, B-R-I-T-O, alleged that the stories published June 24th, describing an early U.S. intelligence assessment of the strikes, were false and defamatory. Nice. Both media outlets rejected that claim. They want to hide behind their journalism. And Trump has insisted that Iran's nuclear enrichment sites were completely and totally obliterated. But the preliminary assessment of the Pentagon's intelligence arm suggested the bombings did not destroy the core components of Iran's nuclear program. Administration officials confirmed the existence of the intel, and Trump said that anyone who leaked it to the press should be prosecuted, unquote, quote unquote. The president also described both media outlets as fake news, which they are if they push the fake lie of racism and LGBT, transgender, and all kinds of feminism, all kinds of fake stuff, victimhood. And he called for one of the three CNN reporters who broke the story to be fired. CNN replied, "We stand 100% behind Natasha Bertrand's journalism," whoever that is, right? And specifically her and her colleagues reporting, unquote, about the assessment. Interesting, huh? Drama. And Planned Parenthood, is it on the chopping block? I don't know. The so-called Supreme Court's going to make big decisions, I guess, today, something like that, about Planned Parenthood. They're trying to sue South Carolina, but it's being blocked. That was blocked by the Supreme Court. Anyway, I got to wrap up here. I'm James Hake. Now back to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, jesseleepeterson.com/show, hour two.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5377-888-77-JESSE. My biblical question is, what kind of human being are you actually? What kind of human being are you actually? What kind? Know thyself. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're running around, can't watch the show, you want to go work out, you got to go to the market, or whatever, you can still be listening to the show. You can podcast, of course, but you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or bond JOP Cash App. Bond JOP Cash App. It's open line Friday/Black Friday. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I just like I say, I want to hate you, but something won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? Oh, amazing. I'm black and I'm proud. Say it loud. Like that's supposed to get you somewhere, right? What now? The Black and Proud song, remember it was really popular? And when the song faded away, the people stayed the same. What a mess, a spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil, right versus wrong. Good versus evil, right versus wrong. And everything, especially concerning the black. And you notice how the black people involve the brown people too. Black and brown, black and brown. And just roll off. Remember when we were just blacks at first. And when other groups tried to jump on board with the affirmative action thing and all that, the black people were like, no, You ain't black. You have been discriminated against. You weren't part of slavery. Your ancestor wasn't part of the slavery. But when they realized they needed help with the lie about racism, they started bringing black and brown, black and brown. The more colored people they could get together, they could go against the whites. Poor white people, white people. They think you guys are really superior to them. You are blamed for everything. You are now being blamed for diseases. Former Representative Jamal Bowman, a Democrat, said that the N-word, blacks have chronic diseases, higher rates of chronic diseases like cancer, diabetes, due to stress of being called the N-word. White people, y'all have more power than what I think you know about. You are superior. You know how they call Donald Trump the king? They have rallies around the country worshiping the king. They call Donald Trump the king. While being mad that he is the king, but they call him the king. They call him daddy. And they call him the great white hope. Well, white people, y'all have that power. I don't think you realize it, though. They believe, the colored people, especially black, that you are superior. They say it all the time. You are superior. They're constantly reminding you how superior you are, and you're holding them down. You are so superior. So you don't need to be mad at the Jews. It sounds like you're more superior than the Jews. Click to Houston. A shoplifter reportedly tried to run from a Houston police officer, jumped from the second floor of the Galleria Mall, and landed on the ice skating rink below. And he was found unable to move. Watch this from KPRC.
Okay.
His ankle came off.
This dumb jumped from the second or third floor in the gallery to the ice running from the laws.
He broke both his legs.
Broke both his Look at his legs. I seen the Zamboni coming out to clear the ice, and then I just see somebody fall.
But this was no accident. The guy laying on the ice skating rink here at the Galleria Mall meant to jump down here. It was all part of his ice-cold getaway plan. Houston police say he just stole from a store in the mall around 2 in the afternoon on Sunday.
At some point, while being chased by police, the suspect jumping over this glass barrier and onto the ice skating rink down below, breaking both of his legs.
As soon as he fell, he tried to get up. And I guess he noticed that his legs were broken. He screamed, "My legs are broken." I'm like,
"He screamed that."
He screamed. He's like, "My legs are broken." I'm like, "Well, duh, obviously, right?"
Houston police got that guy from the ice and took him to the hospital with serious injuries. They do have charges pending both for theft and for evading police. It's only after those charges are formally filed that they release his name.
What a mess, beta. White people can't even go ice skating. Unless the black people are stealing and jumping. Stealing and jumping. White people just trying to have a first class life. Now they can't even go ice skating. They couldn't even go on a cruise anymore. Ever since they allowed the blacks to go on the cruise, they have destroyed cruising. On a Sunday afternoon, they're on a cruise boat fighting. Now they're jumping off into the ice rink. If ever we needed you, Lord, we need you now. What's wrong with the blacks? Well, it is grooving on a Sunday afternoon, but in this case, you're cruising. you're jumping off the ice. I never understood why when someone commit a crime, where it's like getting caught by the police, get shot, or jumping off the rail there, according to a report, breaking both legs, why do they take you to a hospital? Really? Why don't they just put you in jail? I never understood why they have to patch up the criminal. And who paying for that? Who paid for that? Why not just take them straight to the jailhouse? Where's the mercy and grace in putting them in a hospital first? Oh, the ISIS bomber blew everybody around him, and then one of the bombs hit him, and we took him to the hospital. And then we arrested him. The battle is a warfare between good and evil, folks. It's a spiritual thing. It's not physical at all. It's spiritual. And you cannot play with evil. Evil does not play. Evil's whole mission in life is to destroy you, and every human being is evil until it overcomes hatred, the anger. Parents are evil. And parents will teach their children to be evil, because that's all they have to give to the children. They have no love to give. Parents do not have love to give to their own children. Think about that. They only give the children what they have. And they have no love. What a beta that guy jumped off that rail and broke both legs. And they say he stole some glasses or something. A pair of eyeglasses, according to the report. And now both legs are broken. I bet you he doesn't have any insurance. Who gonna pay for that? Obama insurance? Oh, his mama is here. What the? I want to give you an example. If this story is true, if it's true, I don't know for sure. And I've heard of black people telling their children that the police are hateful, racist, police brutality. And when a black child go out into the street, they don't have a chance. I worry about my child. They may not come back. They tell children that. That is hatred. They hate their children, and so they set them up to suffer. And if this is true, here's an example of that. Here's a headline of the article from New York Times.
New York Times.
Of, I guess, a father telling...
Well,
what is this? Can
here's
my
the headline.
Go ahead.
Here's the headline from New York Times by the author here, Iko Nyanka. Can my children be friends with white people? They're asking out loud.
From 2017.
Mm-hmm. So it reads here, you know, the summary for this article, as Derek wrote here, a black father grapples with teaching his sons to distrust white people for their safety in Trump's America. And I got a little bit of the article for you here.
And again, this from 2017. That's when the Great White Hope first ran, right?
Correct. 2017, okay. November 11th, this was published. So here's a bit of the article for you. It's impossible to convey the mixture of heartbreak and fear I feel for him. Donald Trump's election has made it clear that I will teach my boys the lesson generations old, one that I, for the most part, nearly escaped. I will teach them to be cautious. I will teach them to be, I will teach them suspicion, and I will teach them distrust much sooner than I thought I would. I will have to discuss with my boys whether they can truly be friends with white people. Yep.
What a sad way to live, to set your children up like that, if this is true. Isn't that like, we're to love in that.
The last bit here. As against our gauzy national hopes, I will teach my boys to have profound doubts that friendship with white people is possible. When they ask, I will teach my sons that their beautiful hue is a fault line. Spare me platitudes of how we are all the same on the inside. I first have to keep my boys safe, so I will teach them before the world shows them this particular brand of rending, violent, often fatal betrayal.
I told you once, I've told you twice, and I've told you 1,000 times that parents do not love their children. This is the man teaching, putting fear into his children already. And then when the kids go out and act up, they're going to blame it on white people for that. Where is the love? Huh? You don't have a chance, folks. You don't have a chance. Who were born from parents from Ghana?
Take is saying that this writer is an African anchor baby from Ghana, according to Wikipedia.
Oh, a mess. No wonder.
Iko or Ikao Yanka.
No wonder that name is weird.
Yeah.
It's a black name. Your parents don't love you, so you must forgive them, so that you will be of love, and God, if you should have children, because you're not required to, but if you do, you'll pass on love to your children, not hate. And this is for all people. And then if they should have children, they'll pass on love to their children instead of hate, instead of anger. But it's coming from the parents. The parents set their children up to fail in life. And they blame it on someone else. One other quick mindset that hurts blacks. Here's a video showing a mother advising her son against employment to maintain Section 8. Her eligibility. And so this may or may not be real, folks. It may be just a little skit to get their to put their face out there on YouTube. So it might not be true. But knowing the mentality of most black people, it can totally be true because it happens all the time. But I don't know if this is true or not, but watch this from X.
No job. If you go get a job, they're going to take my Section 8. Then you won't be able to get no Section 8. You're not going to get no job. They're going to count your income against my Section 8 and my link card. You're not working. No. So I don't care what you got to say. I don't care how you feel. You're not working. You're not going to get a job. You're not going to school. You're not doing none of that shit.
Wait, Ma, I'm saying how I'm supposed to be successful in life, Ma. So you're basically telling me I gotta be broke to be successful. I got to be broke so I can get Section 8.
You got to be broke so the government can help you.
So the government can help me. So you telling me I can't work no job, bro? Like, that's like all my friends got jobs and live in nice houses. So you telling me I got to go through the same thing you went through?
If you don't do any of that, they're going to take my Section 8.
How?
And I'm trying to tell you that you can go get yours at ease. You can go get a nice house.
No, they will look at that and be like, he's doing something and give me a bigger house, Ma. That's what you told me.
Where I'm gonna go? I don't have no job.
I can get off your Section 8 and apply for my own Section 8.
But if you do that, you're gonna have to go the hard way. It's gonna take a long time.
So what? That's what I'm saying.
A few months, get on Section 8, find you a nice apartment, go get you a link card. You will be fine. You don't have to sit up and work. You don't have to work no job. The government is here to help us.
What do you think? Is that real hate? I mean,
I get the impression it's a heavy skit, but on this one, I got to say, these people must know people like that because this is too parallel to reality.
I know black women who have had children out of wedlock by one man, and then when that child grew up a certain age, they would call the man back and see if he would make babies with them again. If not, they'll find some other guy to do it. So I do know that not all, of course, but black women would do this to stay on government. But I think this may be a skit. It just seemed like it's well thought out.
I don't think, yeah, especially when he was like, "Oh, you need to stay. You need to let the government help you." Like, that's too on the nose.
Yeah,
you know what I mean. But that's just my opinion.
Yeah, I think it's an act. It just looked like an act. It sounded like a skit. But this is the mentality of the blacks. Not all, but most. It is their They want affirmative action. They want reparations. They want free everything. So it's definitely the mentality of the black who's making it difficult to know if these people are acting out or not. But this really seemed to be a play. It doesn't seem to be real. You know what I mean? But it's unfortunate, too, because it's difficult to know if they are acting or not because that is the mentality of most of the blacks. 888-7753-773. Let me go to David, a first-time caller out of Chicago. David, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse. It's such a pleasure to speak with you.
Thank you. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Oh, let me check here.
Hold on, David. Hold on. Don't hang up. I'll let out. Derek helped you with the phone there. Let me go to New Jersey and talk to Jamel out of New Jersey. Jamel, you are on the air. David, hold on.
Yes, sir.
We'll straighten out your phone if possible. Go ahead, Jamel.
Come by here, Lord. Come by here. What up, Jesse? How are you?
All is well.
Yeah, man. A quick thing about that Section 8, and then I'm talking about what I want to talk to you about. I have a friend that grew up on that Section 8. He's black. I'm black, too. And I personally know that he purposely doesn't get a certain amount of hours at his job because if you earn too much, they'll take you off of the benefits. And his rent is like a couple hundred dollars, honestly. Like, it's so sad because he won't even go to like a trade school or get any kind of education because, well, then no more benefits.
Yeah.
And he lives with several family members in there, and they're all like unemployed or they work part time. Like, and it's just so sad.
And he's a friend of yours?
Yeah.
And how old are you?
We're both 24.
So when you ask him about it, what does he say?
Well, he doesn't like it. We both kind of are waking up to the crap. We was in the black stuff or whatever. I kind of called you last week too, but he says that and he voted for Trump because he just doesn't like the Democratic way of or the black Democratic way of social programs and all of these rental assistant kind of things where you can't really pursue a life because you want to stay in the means of these benefits. So he's like in this weird place where he's motivated to get started, but he kind of can't because his mom and the other family members are like, yeah, we kind of need these benefits. And it's like, it's just so sad. So I do know somebody like that too.
But he's 24 years old, right?
Yeah.
So if he's 24 years old, why is he still subject to his parents and mother or the rest of the family?
That's a good question. I couldn't answer that for you, but I do know that Section 8 benefits is a big part of it because it makes life, quote-unquote, easier.
He still live with them?
Which is really a lie.
He still live with them?
Yeah.
This friend of yours?
But the thing about it is it actually was inherited from his grandmother. So you could actually inherit a Section 8. So it can be generational because his grandmother was the one that had it, but she passed on. So now he's with the mom and a few of the other siblings or what have you. There's like four of them in there.
And so the mother's mother was on it, and then when she expired, yep, the daughter got on, which is this boy's mother. And so this your friend is not on it as well?
He's on it now, yep.
That's amazing. What a mess.
A mess.
I know.
Right? What's wrong with the blacks? Jeff?
I know, man. Thank you, Jamal. I appreciate it. That's how it works, folks. I remember Maxine Waters, thank you, Jamal, the Wicked Witch of the West. She told the blacks, the Republican want to tear down the welfare homes, the projects. I'm not going to let that happen. And not only if I'm not going to let that happen, I'm going to build new projects for you. Amazing, huh? That's the mentality. And that's what happens as an adult when you're not the leader of your own life. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Dan out of Wisconsin. Dan, you are on the air.
Jesse Lee, good morning. How are you?
All is well, Dan.
Good, good. It's good to talk with you again. So I know you're going to the doctor today to get your blood work, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. There's something really important, you know. When you get your blood work, there's all kinds of numbers in there that very few people understand. And doctors don't often give you the truth, like your cholesterol, your triglycerides, your glucose, things like that. But there's another marker that I want you to please ask. Ask!
Ask!
The blood, whoever's doing it, whether it's LabCorp or whatever blood bank that you're going to have this blood drawn, make sure that they do what's called a CRP. CRP. Charlie Robert Paul.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
And a CRP, it's called a high sensitivity CRP test. If you do not ask for that, then they will not include it in the panel. So, and the reason you want that, Jesse, is because that's, in my opinion at least, the most important marker, the most important number in your entire blood work, because what CRP shows is inflammation in the body. It's a marker that measures inflammation, and we want that number really, really low. Of course, the lower the better, because the less inflammation, the healthier we are. It's that simple. So
amazing.
Please, I go ahead.
Amazing. I will.
Yeah, I called yesterday and left a message with, I don't think it was Derek, but whoever I spoke with. I wanted to call today just for that reason, because I would love to talk to you again when you have time and go over your numbers and look at your glucose and look at your sodium levels. And I believe that's what we're going to find out. You were just low on minerals and you need electrolytes. And I was so glad to hear you ate a couple hard-boiled eggs the other morning. I hope you keep doing that, because that's a really smart thing to do.
Is if you eat the yellow part of the egg, do you know if it may create high cholesterol?
No, that's one of the, in my opinion, that's one of the biggest lies in the medical industry about cholesterol. And if your cholesterol levels are high, they're going to want to put you on statin drugs, which are sure to harm you. So don't worry about cholesterol. I don't worry about cholesterol at all. There's other things like triglycerides and things that we should be knowledgeable about for heart health. But cholesterol is not something I have any concern about. Your brain is made of cholesterol.
Amazing.
So cholesterol is good.
Thank you, man. I appreciate that. I'm writing down CRP, and I appreciate it, Dan. Thank you.
And Jesse, put in front of the CRP, put high sensitivity, because otherwise If you don't request a high sensitivity CRP, they'll give you a vague CRP, and it'll just so show that your number is under 5 or whatever. But trust me, just if you ask for that, I promise we'll have a good way of analyzing it. I'd love to talk to you more about it.
I appreciate it. Back in a moment, folks. Back in a moment.
Coffee is good.
Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Folks, welcome back. 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. Couple announcements. Number one, fellowship on Sunday, and you're all invited. Doors open at 10:30. The meeting starts at 11 a.m. Pacific time. 2 p.m. Eastern time. And if you're not able to make it into the fellowship, to the building, you can watch it live anywhere in the world by going to rebuildingtheman.com/church. Rebuildingtheman.com/church. All right? And then I do personal shout-outs for you. Whatever the shout-out is. Shout-out. Birthdays, weddings, congratulations, encouragements, or thank you. Whatever the shout out is, I'll do it for you. And they are amazing. People love the shout outs. Go to Cameo, Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. And counseling service, we have the best counseling service on this side of heaven. Family, individual counseling by phone, Skype, a walk-in. Really. And you may need 2 sessions. 1 at best, but maybe 2. And some people want follow-up, so you're not restricted. And be patient. If when you make the appointment, and if you can't get in right away, be patient. We get you in as soon as possible and quickly as possible. Go to rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com, or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Anywhere in the world, we counsel with people around the world. All right? And summertime is here, and we need your support during the summer, so we're raising up to $50,000. If we get more, that helps too. I know somebody, I can see it now. Somebody have $50,000 right now in your pocket. But whatever you can give, give to help get us there. $15,000 to kind of get us through the summer, at least close to it. And I appreciate your support. And thank you for helping us to help others. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/donate, or call 800-411-BOND. Make a donation. It's tax deductible. 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it in, make the check of money out, order out to Bond, B-O-N-D, and mail it to Bond, P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. All right. And thank you in advance. Let me go. Let me try David real fast. He has his phone ready. He's ready. David, let's try it again. A first-time call out of Illinois.
Good morning, Jesse. Thanks for not giving up on me. Giving me a second chance here.
No problem.
I appreciate it.
Yes, sir.
So my question was sort of related to the silent prayer and the awareness of thoughts. I've noticed now that when there are times where, like, when I am suddenly aware of a thought or that I'm getting lost in my thoughts, it almost is like the thought flees completely and I can't track it down to, like, let it go. But I haven't been chasing them down either, if that makes any sense. It seems like when, as soon as I'm aware of it, it flees. Is that what it should be? Should I be trying to get those thoughts to let them go? And as I'm saying, I'm thinking, no, that probably isn't it either, right?
Well, if you can catch those thoughts, then they have no other choice but to flee before they fall into emotions. The problem is when you first start becoming aware of thoughts and that you're not your thoughts, but you've been living in them, most people don't catch them right away, so they fall into emotions. Sadness, loneliness, anger, fear, insecurity, whatever, depression, stress. But if you can catch them, just watch them no matter what happens. Just watch them, and don't you put forth any effort to do anything but to be the observer of the not you. You're not your thoughts.
No.
So don't try to do anything but be aware. And especially when you're like, first start out, I mean, when you're aware, they will flee. That's why it's best to practice staying present so you can start catching them.
Interesting.
But don't put forth any effort. The light, Christ is the light, and the light is telling you to bring all of those thoughts, which are dark spirits, demons. Bring all your demons unto the light, all of your darkness. And the light, which is the nature of Christ, will take care of it.
Amazing. I'm going to do that, Jesse.
Have you gone and forgiven your mother?
I have.
How did
I have.
Know?
And, you know, it was amazing. We, you know, I went and I forgave her, and her response wasn't, it wasn't like, oh, thank you, because I think she recognized it wasn't about me, but she was like, she had a complete acceptance of it. Like, yes.
Nice.
Right.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
It does.
I went and forgave my father. He didn't receive it. I forgave him. Let that, any judgment go there. He has chosen to continue to suffer and die. So.
Why did you resent your father? What did he do to you?
You know, left and didn't protect me from my mother.
But what did he do to you that you needed to forgive him?
I guess I thought it was the leaving or not being there or not protecting her from me, but he couldn't help that either, could he?
No.
No.
Especially nowadays with the courts on the side of the woman and not the father. But I don't know what happened with that. But what did he do to you?
I want to say nothing now because he didn't have the ability to. Maybe I don't understand quite. Maybe I'm still learning. You know, I think what it, if I'm answering, it's, I don't think he did anything to me. He was trying his best, but he was also deeply flawed from his own upbringing. I don't think he ever forgave his mother or knew he should.
I can't hear you, you whispering.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to whisper there. I think, you know, I really don't know, Jesse. You've got me on this one here.
And that's the case for nearly all human beings. They, even those who think they resent their fathers, they don't. And they only resent their father with their mother's resentment toward the father because they have identified with the mother. And they're yearning for the father because inwardly, they love the father, they want the father, but they don't believe the lies of the mothers.
And so what about when a father rejects that, though, rejects the son? Because I went back to him, right, and was like, asked for my, you know, what was it, asked for, like, hey, like, forgive me for being resentful against you. And he did, but then he still chose to go and pursue the pleasures of the world for himself.
But I don't know what you mean by that.
So he went and chased women and
after
drank.
You went and asked him to forgive you?
Yes.
But you were grown then, right?
Oh, yeah. So it's
so
I've,
why
I've
is
sort
that
of,
important
I've,
to you?
It's not. I've left him to it at this point. It's his choice. And,
but you seem to be bothered by it.
Yeah, I don't think I fully... I don't think I'm fully there. It does still bother me, and I thought it didn't.
Why would it bother you at all as an adult that your father doing whatever it is he's doing? Why are you bothered by that?
Because I'm still putting my judgment on it, and I shouldn't be. I'm still judging it as wrong, and I've got no plit. I'm not supposed to judge.
So then why did you even bother to go and ask for forgiveness if you were not willing to overcome judgment?
I was following steps that I thought I was supposed to do. And I
you're
wasn't
only
doing
supposed
it sincerely.
To forgive when you see that you're wrong for judging.
I didn't see that. I didn't see that I was wrong for judging until about a minute and a half ago.
What a mess. Also, you're not supposed to ask anyone for forgiveness. Why did you ask him for forgiveness? To forgive you. Why did you ask?
I thought that's what you're supposed to do. Or you know what? No, it was because I was weak. That's why. I should have just said, I'm sorry. Instead of, I hope you forgive me or asking. I think it was weak because I didn't want to go the full way and admit my part.
Amazing. How old are you?
40.
And so why you're not ready to completely give up your hell?
There is still a spirit of fear in me about him and rejection by approaching him, even with, hey, I'm approaching you to apologize. And I don't know why I have that.
Because of your anger. Anyone that what did you say? And then I want to come back to the father because of time. What did you say to your mother when you went to her?
What did I say to her? It's been a couple years, so give me a second here. Something to the effect of, I forgive you for, I don't want to say like how you raised me, but something like that, and for turning me against my dad. You couldn't help it. But I forgive you for that. And she accepted that.
Oh, okay.
And she did not run from it. She didn't deny it. She didn't try to explain it or justify it.
And so but you have fear toward your father.
Yes. Still at 40.
Amazing. We are not, as human beings, we are not told to or supposed to ask for forgiveness, because human beings do not forgive. They will not. And those who say, okay, I forgive, they're lying. And that's why they turn on you again later. But what we're supposed to do as individuals, we should see that we are wrong for being angry. Anger is hatred. And when you're hateful, you judge. We play God. We have to, in order to be free, you have to see that you're wrong for judging, playing God. And when you see that you're wrong, then you go, hey, dad or mother, I'm sorry for judging you, being angry at you. I realize now you can't help it. And God, and only God, will forgive you when we admit. That's what it means to confess your sin. Sin is of the heart, and the heart is wicked. And when you can admit that you're wicked and go and forgive, you shall be made or given a brand new heart, a heart of love instead of a heart of hate. So you, at some point, you got to see for yourself, I recommend, but do what you want, that you're evil for hating your father or anyone, but especially your father, because as long as you're angry at your father, you will never have peace. And you would never know God. You'll know about him. You'll hear about him. But you would never be free and know him until you forgive for judging, for being angry. And whether your father accept that or not, that's on him. That's his life. If you want to live in the way he's living, he could live that way for the rest of his life and die that way. That's up to him. But the Father God will forgive you and make you free.
Here I was thinking I'd call in. I knew you were going to ask about dad. I was like, oh, I got the answer. It's a good one. You know, it's not going to. And it's like, nope. I don't know. And you got on that right away. Amazing. I'm a mess, Jesse.
Yeah, I know.
It's a mess.
All human beings around the world have the same mess. Everybody's the same in that mess that has anger. Let me ask, Do you see that you are angry at him, right?
Yeah.
And do you see that you're wrong for being angry? Do you see that for yourself, not just because I said it or suggested it?
No, I do know that's wrong, because I know, you know, from experience too, that the anger is evil, and we've never I know that people, you know, a lot of people talk about righteous anger, but I don't think a human can really have
they don't have
righteous
no right
anger.
They don't even know what that is,
no.
To be honest. How so now, if you see that, you got to go to your father shaking in your boots, because what you're going to discover if you do this, that fear is an illusion. It's not even real. It's just like walking down the road and seeing a mirage, and you get down the road, you realize it wasn't even real. It was just an illusion. Fear is not real at all. Psychological, that mental fear, emotional fear, it's not real. And so once you face your father shaking in your boot, you're going to realize, wow, that fear wasn't even real. And it's unfortunate, because fear controls people's lives. It keeps them from doing certain things, from being in certain places and going certain places. It controls them, and it's all an illusion. So you got to shake in your boots, but you got, if you want to be free, you see it for yourself, but you got to forgive him, not ask him to forgive you. That's why you walked away still judging him, because you asked a human being for forgiveness. Human beings do not forgive. They're not capable of doing it. But they are capable of admitting they're wrong, those men and women who want to admit it.
Yeah. Could I ask, how does that, what does that conversation look like? I think I'm asking that because I'm already shaking in my boots here. what a mess.
It looked like fear.
Yeah.
And don't worry about it, but shaking your boots. And he won't know you're shaking unless you're acting out shaking. But you would know it. And once you're done, you'll be free from that. If you do it sincerely, meaning that you really see you're wrong for being angry and judging him, and the Father God will be make you free. You know, Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you anymore. May I ask a quick question?
Please.
You're 40 something, right?
Yeah, 40 on the dot.
And how have you been dealing with women all this time?
As little as I need to. I don't know. I'm not sure how to answer that one.
Has it been difficult? Have you been catering to them? Are you afraid of them?
No.
Are you married?
I am married. And
oh,
there was a
does your wife obey you?
She does.
There
was a time where that wasn't true. There was a time where that wasn't true. There was a time where that wasn't true, and I was definitely a beta male.
Yeah.
But after understanding, it was partly from listening to you from like 6 years ago that like it is God in Christ, Christ in man over woman, woman over children. And the thing is, like, we talked about that and like her what we both understand, what she will attest to as well, is like the man leading is what God designed.
Yeah.
And everything else goes to crap. And that's one of the that's the reason the country's in the state it's in, because we've let a bunch of women and a bunch of men with the spirit of women, you know.
And do you have children?
I do.
And what type of impact did it have on your children, boys and girls, to see you weep to your wife? See you being
thankfully, they were infants
by
the time we got it figured out, because I've seen others, I've seen what that does, other families, and it's not good, because
right.
then the kids know to go to mom, lean on her, turn her against the dad, now dad's against the mom, and the whole thing becomes hell on earth.
Yeah. It's an abomination to God for a man to be with a dominating woman, and he's passive. It destroys the woman and the children.
We don't even understand how bad it is, because we don't even see the full breadth of it, but it is. It's destruction
to let it
happen. And people suffer in it. They suffer in a hell they've made thinking they're empowered. And so, one of the things I don't shake in my boots on.
I'm about to run, David, but
when you can see
it for yourself, you got to go and apologize to your father for resenting him.
Yeah. I'm shaking already, Jesse, but thank you so much. God bless you, man.
You too, brother. I wish you well.
You too.
Thank you. All right. I got to take a break. Another hour to go. Hate news, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. 888-77-JESSE.
You know, I'm 32 years old now, and I've been clinically depressed since I was 17 years old. And ever since I started listening to you a couple of months ago, bro, I don't even need to hear the word depression. I don't even care about that, because that's not anything that I identify with anymore.
Nice.
I'm 100% cured. I'm 100% better because I've been listening to the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, and I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I just can't even... you know, begin to tell you how much I really appreciate the things that you're doing for young men. Young men need to hear this, and young men need to know this message that you're delivering, because it's important. It's vital to their lives, Jesse. I just wanted to let you know that, man.
That's amazing. I mean, you made my day, man. When I hear one soul has returned to the Father, it's like a thousand. It's better than silver and gold. So God bless you, man.
It's some serious mess going on in the world. So-called Planned Parenthood, you know, the abortion giant. And Kilmar Abrego, something Garcia. I forget what it is. Armando. Whatever. That Salvadoran, is he an MS-13 member or not? I don't know. You know that one that we deported and then we brought him back and he was in CECOT? Well, there's more headlines about him because Commie Nonsense Network loves the illegals. They don't have love for anybody. And Minnesota, remember that shooting of those lawmakers? There's more info on that. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Black Friday. It is June 27th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now during hate news, not fake news, or afterwards or whenever you can, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. I know one of you was complaining that you got disconnected. I don't know if that was on your end or ours, but we didn't do it. We didn't do it. So call right back in. And JLP will be back for the third hour coming up. And after that, thehakereport.com. And after the Hake Report, it's Friday. That means the Fallen State at 11 a.m. Pacific time. It used to be at noon. Now it's at 11 Pacific. And then right after the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby. He didn't have a show yesterday, but I believe he will be back today. Nice. So American Anchor Baby on YouTube and Rumble and other platforms as well. He was streaming on the streets, even on X. Live streaming on X. That's Gorgonzola. GORGONZHOLA on DLive and X and other places. Cool. IG too. Not that he streams there. Anyway, I don't even think he checks it much. Well, he might. Go follow him there. Anyway, so that's cool. And then church on Sunday. Always excellent. You can donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Or call 1-800-411-2663 right after the show here. Or call and leave a message and they'll call you back. Get on the mailing list, schedule counseling, inquire about counseling, donate, stuff like that. Call me Nonsense Network, CNN. I was telling you about Planned Parenthood the prior hour. So-called Supreme Court Thursday blocked Planned Parenthood from suing South Carolina over the state's decision to pull its Medicaid funding because the organization also provides abortions, meaning kills babies in the womb. At issue was an executive order signed by Governor Henry McMaster in 2018 that had pulled Medicaid funding from the state's two Planned Parenthood clinics. Wow, it has two in Minnesota. It's not that. Oh, South Carolina, not Minnesota. Because he claimed it would amount to taxpayer subsidy for a borscht, which is true. I call it a borscht for short. I learned it from a Jewish former de facto producer of the Hake Report. And I think it's nicer because abortion is an ugly word for killing the babies in the womb. And that order also blocked Medicaid patients from receiving other services at Planned Parenthood, including contraception, which we shouldn't endorse. We don't want contraception. We need more babies, especially white babies. But even the black and Latina and Asian babies, I mean, whatever. The high courts, and also what else did it block? Breast exams and testing for STDs, sexually transmitted diseases. I'm surprised they call it diseases and rather than infections. STIs, now they're calling them. Gross. The high court's decision could prompt other red states to target Planned Parenthood and make it harder for Medicaid beneficiaries to choose their doctor. Well, then quit doing abortions, Planned Parenthood, and then maybe you can be do-gooders with all these other crap that you pretend like you're also doing good in the world. You're not doing any good. Anyway, Today is the final day of the term for the Supreme Court. They're expected to hand down 6 rulings. Maybe they've already done some. I don't know. Including those dealing with Trump's birthright citizenship order. No more anchor babies. That would be interesting. I don't have high hopes. And other stuff in the world. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3.
To stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Destiny Peterson. Welcome to the 3rd hour of the show already. What the? Amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373. 888-77-JESSE. The biblical question for this week. It's a doozy. It's amazing. It's Mamma Mia Ola. Si, Señor. Gracias. It is. What the? What kind of human being are you actually? What kind of human being are you actually? Isn't that amazing? Do what you want, folks. Really, just do what you want. That's on you. It's your life. You want to live in your misery. You want to live lonely, afraid, suicidal, angry, judgmental. Jealous, envy, strife. If you want to be evil, you can stay evil. But you can be free. Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. Think about that. You don't have to be you any longer. That's so deep. It made me want to grow. Well, not really. I love my Amerifro. I do not have an Afro. I have an Amerifro. Christ said, you do not have to be you any longer. And that is so true, I hardly know what to do with it. I can't stop thinking about that. But instead, you say, well, who will I be? You are afraid not to be you, even though you're miserable being you. You are afraid. Not to be you. Isn't that amazing? Christ said, and I repeat it, and it's true, you don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you any longer. Your life can change just like that. And it will be amazing. But you love being you. You want to let you, not going to let you go. But you don't have to be you any longer. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jessieleepeterson.com/show. jessieleepeterson.com/show. And if you're busy doing whatever you're doing, fighting with the police, You're a Democratic politician, and you want to go to jail. You're begging them to put you in jail so you can be like Trump, the great white hope, right? You're begging to go to jail. or you or the Catholic Church or some Christian religion out there trying to pretend you love the illegals and you want to help the illegal not be deported. Or you are an illegal alien, male or female, and you get arrested and you go to the media right away. My mama got arrested today. How you find the media to complain? How did the media know your mama, illegal alien mama, was arrested? Whatever you're doing, you can be listening to the show on your iPhone or iPad, anywhere in the world, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Life at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's open line Friday, get it off your chest day, /Black Friday. Oh, Lord. That was then. This is now. I love the blacks.
You do make disparaging remarks towards black people.
Be black.
I want to make sure we agree on that first.
No, we disagree.
Hold on.
I want to ask.
Well, and the things that you do, I
just,
like I say, I
want to
hate you, but the
pump
won't let me.
Hey, what's wrong with the blacks? What's wrong? Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. Smoke on that one. You don't have to be you any longer. No matter if you're male or female, rich or poor, whatever color or whatever. Another thing I want you to know, when you say someone is holding you back or holding you down, you're lying. No one can hold you back or down. You're a victim in your own mind. You are a victim in your own mind. It is an illusion. And that's why I want the blacks to know, you've been lied to about slavery. Oh, they took all our heritage away. Like black people, the slave is going to leave you some money. Black people don't have any money. They said black people don't have any money because of slavery, and the white man took the black people money. And, but yet, on the other hand, they said black people are the most spending people in the world. They spend so much money they can own their own country, they say. So which one is it? Did the white man take your mama money in slavery? Or are you spending so much money you can own your own country? You can't have it both ways. And to the white people who are hating the Jews and blaming the Jews, how sad is that? You believe the Jews are superior to you. And the black people believe you are superior to them. And so on and so on. And Scooby, Scooby-Doo. Nothing but victims. Don't be a victim. Don't have hatred. Drop the anger and you can see your way clear. You really can. One thing I've noticed about dropping the anger, and I'm not making this up, I used to be a beta male, total beta. Bah! So I know what it's like to be a beta male. And without your own effort, two things happen when you drop the anger. You can read human nature like a book. You can read human beings like a book. Not even trying, and you're not judging them. It would be impossible to judge. But you can see clearly through them without even trying. It's crazy. You can see through human beings like a book. Without contact lenses or glasses. And the second thing is, it is impossible to be bothered at all about other human beings. They can't touch you without you trying. Don't you try, and don't you like, oh, I'm bad, I'm tough. You don't hurt my feeling. You're lying then. If you got to say it, you're lying. But you're so protected by the Father because the Father loves you. And it's more than just, oh, I'm conscious. It's way more than that. It's amazing how the Father would treat you better than the devil would treat you. But you see human nature, and it's impossible to be hurt by human nature, and it's impossible to judge them. Really. And they would try, but it won't work. Especially if they're being hurt. Oh, Lord. They lash out like a rattlesnake. But you won't be touched because you're not trying to hurt. You have real compassion for human beings when you have real love. You really do. And that doesn't mean you agree with it or disagree. Matter of fact, you start living a life of neither agreeing nor disagreeing. Neither arguing or not arguing. You are like, you have a brand new mindset about all things. You really do. But do what you want. Live in your darkness. Live asleep. Or live awake. It's up to you. That's in your hand, whether you want to or not. And when you want to, the Spirit of the Father will come down and make a home in you and give you a clear mind. And give you a clear mind. You, men and women, men are not responsible for your overcoming your psychological, emotional, mental issues. They can't do anything about it, so don't even ask. They can't do anything about it. You got to do what all of us have to do. See that you're wrong for being evil. Anger is evil, and forgive. And the Father will do the work. But it's up to you. I know most people are not going to accept this, and that's fine. You got to, and those men and women who are working on yourselves, say, the hell with the world. Let them go to hell. They're already in hell anyway, but leave them in hell. Don't feel sorry for them. You don't have a right to feel sorry for anyone, bad for anyone, emotional for anyone. You are wrong for feeling anything for another human being. You are wrong. You're playing God. You think you're better. I want you to take a look at how combative this black woman is while being arrested on it.
Morning. How you doing? Great. You understand the reason why I stopped you this morning, ma'am? Okay. You can't. Excuse me? I'm bored. Can you see me? Let me see your driver's license. I pulled you over because you came out of Metro West and you crossed the median where you're not supposed to. And there's a sign there that clearly says do not enter. Driver's license.
What says do not enter?
Driver's license.
What says do not enter?
Driver's license.
Show me what says do not enter.
Call 47 Connecticut, couple of rides.
How are you doing too much? You're not asking where to be.
Driver's license, please.
I don't have it.
You don't have it?
Nope.
All right, shut off the car. Shut off the car.
For what?
If you don't listen to my order, I'm going to detain you in handcuffs. Shut off the car now.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm pregnant. If she's not going to be the first to not overreact because she's pregnant, why would the police care? I'm pregnant. Okay, I'm going to stop there. I'm going to let you go because you're pregnant and acting like a bitch. What's wrong with the blacks? And then they beat her up and throw her down on the ground, and the NAACP gonna come along. Oh, we got a lawsuit going on. Avalanche changers, like the so-called civil rights leaders, they don't say, you know what, this woman brought this upon herself. She was a bitch when the cops stopped her. This is the anger. Drop the anger. The cops stop you. Oh, okay. I put my head on the steering wheel. Here are my license. I don't have an insurance because I'm black and I didn't pay my insurance. I ain't got no insurance. Like the Mexican, see, senor, no insurance, senor. No, no, senor, no insurance. And they blame the cops. And they blame the cops. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. All human beings with anger are living in hell. And that hell can come out of them at the blinking of an eye. They seem like such nice people. And then you make a decision. Oh, that lady gave me some coffee. What a nice lady. And then you get her mad and she snap. You're like, oh, what the? Christ said, and it's not Baba Thumpa Thursday either. Christ said, and I repeat, you don't have to be you any longer. Think about that. If that doesn't make you want to holler, throw up both your hands, I don't know what will. And for most people, that goes right across over their head. Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. Sleep on that one. Here's a quote from Thomas Sowell, and I repeat, quote unquote, if you are not prepared to use force to defend civilization, then be prepared to accept barbarism. 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 If you're not prepared to use force to defend civilization, then be prepared to accept barbarism. Look what's happening in our country. Defund the police. Take away bail bonds. Let the inmates out of the jails and prisons. And now look what's happening. Look what's happening. Human nature is evil. You don't have to be you any longer. Human nature is evil because human beings are one with evil. You're one with evil. Any person that can be made to be angry or made to feel good and then feel bad or made to feel good, to feel happy, you're made to do for that to be done that way because you're evil. You're one with the spirit of evil. You don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you any longer. Remember when the protesters are supposed to have stormed the Capitol some time ago now? And supposedly the Democrats were just so scared. I'm just so scared. Jesse, there's trouble in the land. I'm just so scared. Well, apparently, and according to CNBC, U.S. Capitol Police arrested more than 30 protesters on Wednesday, including some in wheelchairs during a demonstration against a proposed Medicaid cut, in President Donald Trump's budget bill, better known as the Big Beautiful Bill. Watching from Fox and ABC.
That scene playing out moments ago, demonstrators protesting the big, beautiful bill being arrested on Capitol Hill. The video shows protesters being removed by U.S. Capitol Police. Police have cleared the protesters out of the Capitol building, but we'll keep an eye on this just in case anything else shakes out.
Are the Democrats so scared? Who are they blaming for that? Why they're not scared? These people are in the Capitol building protesting. Remember when they just hiding under a desk because they were so scared. I was just so scared. A battle between good and evil, and human beings, including your own parents, are evil. Your parents don't give you love. They only give you hate. And especially, but not only, the mother. They only give you hate. Every human being on earth. And so don't be thinking, oh, I'm a rich one. I'm an educated woman. I'm an uneducated man. I don't have my man. My mammy did me good. That's a lie. If your mammy did you good, why are you so evil? And anyone that has anger is evil. Look what's happening in the world. Because human beings are evil. Look how the woman that says she was pregnant, the black one, and the cops stop, and right away she got snappy, going running off at the mouth. She was evil, or is evil. Anger, and you've been told anger, oh, you need anger to protect, you need a little anger to protect. You can control anger. Jesus was angry. All lies given to them by hell. They clean the glass on the outside, but not on the inside. Anyone that tell you anger is good, any bit of anger is good, that's your enemy. They're working on behalf of evil. I want to go to Canada and talk to a first-time caller, Marty, out of Canada. Marty, you're on the air.
How's it going, sir?
All is well.
That's good to hear. I just had a couple questions for you.
Okay.
I guess regarding forgiveness, I've been listening. I'm only 19 years old, but I've been listening to you for maybe 5 or 4 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I've always been listening to people forgiving their mother and father and stuff. I'll be honest with you, like, I find myself, I've never really had anger in my life or resented my parents at all. My dad himself, he's never really been too angry, and he's not a beta. Like, he's kind of the head of the family. And, I mean, as far as I've been growing up, and I remember, my mom's never tried to force me away from my dad, but I've always had a really good relationship with my father. So my kind of question was just, is there a case or ever situation where I shouldn't seek forgiveness, or am I kind of lost?
And what was the last part of the question?
I said, is there ever a case where I should seek forgiveness or not seek it? But I mean, or is that kind of like, or am I wrong, I guess? Is it?
How, so you have no anger?
I don't find myself really ever angry at all, no.
You never get angry?
I would say no.
And so how did you become emotional?
I was emotional maybe as a child, but I mean, growing up and maturing, I haven't really ever been too emotional.
And so, if you have no anger, how did you become emotional, even as a child? How did you become emotional as a child?
I guess, yeah, that's a good question. I probably had anger growing up then.
And you probably, or you did?
Well, I would say I did then.
And why did you have it then?
Well, I'll be honest, that's a good question. No, I'm not too sure what the right answer would be, because I really couldn't tell you. I don't remember too much of my life, I guess, as a kid and why I got angry. But, I mean, I guess probably from the spirit of my mom.
And so why do you think you don't have anger toward your mother if you believe that you possibly, as a kid, you became angry because of her?
Wait, sir, could you repeat that?
You said that you got angry probably as a kid because of the spirit of your mother?
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Well, I mean, as a kid, you only really have two influences, like your parents.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, personally, I couldn't tell you why I was angry when I was a child. But I mean, looking at it now, I was, if anything, probably learned from my mother.
And why are you 19 now, you say?
Yes.
Why are you emotional now at 19?
I don't know if, I mean, I wouldn't really consider myself emotional.
What would you call it then? When you are emotional, what do you call it?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't really say I get emotional.
So you never feel any emotions at all?
Not really. I don't ever feel sad or angry or anything like that.
Have you, so you never get emotional?
I guess not. I mean, I don't know what you mean by emotional. I'm not sure if you include, like, I don't know, happiness or whatever, but I mean, as far as being sad or angry or upset or anything like that, I don't ever feel that.
And so your mother was perfect?
No, obviously not. But
why do you say obviously not?
Well, because I don't believe anyone's probably perfect.
Oh, I see. And so what was imperfect about your mother?
I guess probably the anger from her, I guess.
Meaning what?
Just like in everyone else. Well, I mean, think about it now, and even actually, now that I think about it more, even as a kid, I guess my dad himself and my mom used to be angry and emotional. So.
And when you say, I guess, you're not sure that happened?
Well, sorry, I should rephrase. I am sure now. It's just kind of, you know, now that I'm talking about it more, it just seems to kind of be coming back.
And what coming back to you?
I guess kind of memories I guess memories of anger coming from both of my parents.
And around about, as far as you can remember, you were at what age at that time?
I would probably say from, like, I don't know, maybe 8 years old to 14 or so.
And have you forgiven them for that?
No, I haven't.
And why not?
Well, honestly, you know what? I'm very glad I called you because that, you know, I never thought about it, forgiving them for that. I was more thinking about it current day, but I should go and do that.
When you say I'm more thinking about it current day, what do you mean?
Well, I never thought about anger that affected me in the past. I was kind of thinking more of now, because I honestly, now that I'm talking to you, I never really related or thought about anything when I was a kid.
Oh, I see. And 19, have you been thinking about things at 19?
About, in terms of what, sorry?
Concerning you and your emotions or whatever.
Not really. Like I mentioned, I don't really find myself ever getting emotional, so. Right.
Amazing. So you know, you all the, if I'm correct, you say you feel good at time, right?
Well, I wouldn't say, I mean, I don't know. I don't believe anyone's good. I just feel,
I
say
you,
I guess,
feel
in the moment.
Good at time, right? I didn't say you were good. You feel good at time. Do you don't believe that you are good?
No.
And can you hold for a minute?
Yeah, for sure.
Let me take a quick break. 888-775-3773. A quick break. The treasure chest is now open on D-Live at Scratch Off on Peels. Dot something.
.net.
Back in a moment. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why do you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts made you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen. But it's amazing to see it. So relax. We got to tell the truth, and it's the truth that changes and defeats the lie. You choose good or you choose evil. You choose good or you choose evil.
It's up to you.
You got to think for yourself. Think for yourself. And if you decide to go with evil, it's your fault. I want to show you what evil look like. They have nothing else to offer. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-5-3-7-7-3. Couple quick announcements. Number one, the HKE report coming up at 9 a.m. Right after my show, Pacific time. And James Hake is on fire. He doesn't have that good hair for nothing. He's on fire. And then a brand new episode of The Fallen State. I think you're going to enjoy this one. I had an amazing conversation with Lily Gaddis. And she's a social media personality and the host of Down the Line. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
I saw the video where you were cooking and you said the so-called N-word or whatever.
In that context, I didn't mean it offensively at all. I was just saying a word like I would say dude or you have the right to call me a cracker. I have the right to call you a nigger.
Yeah, that's right.
So if I keep speaking out about it, you know, maybe we can fight against that cancel culture that has ruined lots of people's lives.
What's wrong with the blacks? I think you're going to like it. Very interesting. One thing I realized about her, she is like stronger than the average white man when it comes to speaking up about those things. And if we had 10 more white men who would speak up, America would have a chance. It really would. But you could support The Fallen State by going to thefallenstate.tv right there on the YouTube channel to become a member and support it. Or locals.com. Locals. They're on Locals. Jesse Lee Peterson, something hate said, local.
Jesse Lee Peterson dot locals.com.
Why I hate always inject his little white stuff in it.
He wants a first class life.
Why not let well enough be well enough?
He's the bulwark between us and chaos.
I know. That's for sure. White people love first class life. That's why they don't want to be fighting with the blacks. They ain't got time to be fighting. They work hard to live a first class life. Anyway, the Hake Report. I mean, after the Fallen State, the American Anchor Baby. Around 12 or so p.m. Pacific time, the American Anchor Baby. Amazing, huh? And then church on Sunday, all are invited at the doors open at 10:30. Meeting starts at 11. Go to rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church, all right? And we got this fundraising thing going on. I am asking for your help. We need to raise at least $50,000, hopefully more, to take her through the summer. So while y'all are on vacation, we can still do our work here. Because some of you forget to donate while you're away. And I understand it. But so donate. We need to get $50,000 more. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. It's tax deductible. rebuildingtheman.com. Or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. Or you can mail it in at money order check out to BOND, B-O-N-D, and mail it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. 35090. L.A., California, 90035. And those who have not helped, y'all help with this too. What the? I shouldn't have to remind you. The more you give, the more you get. And you can't beat God giving, no matter how you try. So thank you, though, in advance. I want to go quickly back to Canada, I believe, and talk to Marte. Marte.
Yes, sir.
Are you, what were we saying before the break? That you were not perfect?
I believe you're
not good.
Yes.
And what's not good about you?
I don't know really how to answer that question. I always kind of reference what you have to say. About how no man is good, only God is good.
Right.
I never look at myself. I don't put myself on a pedestal. So I don't know. I never really looked at myself that way in terms of trying to look good or whatever. I just, I don't know. I guess just live in the moment, really.
Amazing. So if you didn't think you, if you thought you had no anger, what made you call the show?
Well, I was just curious. I wanted to see your input and, I want to see if I should be forgiven my parents for anything in the past.
And now what do you think?
I believe I should.
And forgive them about what?
For being angry and giving their anger and to me and my brothers as children.
Yeah. You see that for yourself?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. If you see that, go and apologize. Don't ask for forgiveness. You apologize for resenting them. And how they respond, that's on them. Let them, if they say, oh, sorry, son, or if they say, I need to be forgiving you. You don't react to them at all.
Perfect. I have a good relationship with my parents, so it's nothing like that. I've already kind of talked to them about forgiveness before, but I haven't told them that I forgive them.
Oh, nice. Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, I am.
And so, do you work or you go to school?
I'm working right now as an apprentice.
Oh, nice.
For trades.
Right on. I wish you well, man. You're 19. And once you, if you truly work on overcoming this emotional stuff, forgive your parent, you will have a life that you never dreamed of. It will be amazing. It will be easy. It will be simple. And you will have an amazing life.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Let me know how it goes.
I will.
What
Thank
part
you, sir.
Of Canada are you in?
I'm calling from Manitoba.
You know what Manitoba is, Anchor Baby?
Oh, yeah.
You been to Manitoba?
No. That's out there.
Out where?
That's out there somewhere.
What part of Canada are you from?
Ontario, Toronto, Mississauga, that area.
Do you know about Mississauga?
I know a little bit of it. It's we're right beside Ontario. We're above North Dakota, but
So you're like you don't have to say where exactly you are, but you're like Winnipeg area.
Yeah, yeah.
I gotcha. So yeah, pretty close to North Dakota.
You like North Dakota, USA?
I've only been there once, and it's all right.
But you're that close to the USA?
Yeah, I think it's about a three-hour drive to North Dakota.
Wow, that's amazing. Are you happy that Canada is going to become the 51st state of the United States?
I would love that.
You would?
I would love that. We need the Great White Hope in Canada.
That's for sure. What a mess.
It's run by a weak man.
Yep. What a mess, huh?
It is a mess, yeah.
All right, man. I wish you well. Let me know how it goes.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
All right. Take care now. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. Let me go to Hawaii and talk to Brandy. Brandy, you are on the air.
Morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brandy.
Business is doing super well.
Nice. Stay with it. Stay with it. Yeah. Stay with it.
I'm having an amazing time.
Right on.
Hey, I'm calling because I'm remembering more and more that I was raised by evil women. The callers you just had, I really relate to them. I feel like I lose my train of thought, though, Jesse, when I'm trying to call in about, like, things that I want to talk about. And then I can't seem to withhold the information that I want to talk about. How do I overcome that?
Maybe you have Asperger.
I do. What? I told you that.
No,
you laughed at me.
You're one of those people that get every disease that come by, right?
Oh, I'm an ADHDer. Yeah. I have ADHD and autism, and it affects my memory.
No, you don't have Asperger.
Yeah, you say I have ADHD, Brandy, and you laugh at me.
But you don't really have it. There are people who think they have every disease that come by. Are you that kind of person?
I know. I used to be when I was a kid.
How about as an adult?
No, I'm kind of overcoming myself in a lot of ways.
So if you
I actually have been seeing... Yeah, go ahead.
You've been seeing what?
I've been seeing a psychiatrist because I know you're laughing at me.
You gotta be crazy to see a psychiatrist.
I know, but you know, like how you say to you, you gotta to know that you know that you know, and not just to take my advice. You know, that's what you say,
right?
So I went on this like adventure of getting to know myself. And not just listening to you, so I started doing, like, other therapies.
So you went and listened to a psychiatrist.
Yes, but recently, the last... the last appointment I went to, she said that I really don't need her.
And you're going to a
really
woman.
Amazing. actually, it's a husband and a wife couple.
And it's a woman.
Yeah, one of them is a woman. But she agreed with everything you said.
Every time you
listen
to a woman, you suffer.
She said that she agrees with everything you say that I've told, you know, like.
So when I said to know for yourself, you thought that meant to go to a psychiatrist?
Well, I actually went to a psychiatrist to get testing for my memory and, like, for ADHD and autism. And then
Brandy,
I just talked to her twice.
What's wrong with you, Brandy?
I'm a mess. I was raised by narcissists, Jesse.
When are you going to stop blaming them? You're a grown woman. You've been working on yourself, you say, for a while now. When will you move away from blaming them?
I feel like my autistic brain is, like, trying to solve all these puzzles. And I have multiple puzzles going. I have the Jesse Lee Peterson puzzle. I have the autism, ADHD puzzle going, and then God ones, like other ones, and then I have like the psychiatrist.
So you're one with the
devil.
I have
like, I'm all going.
So you're still one with
evil. I am, huh?
Why don't you drop and stop calling that you? Why don't you stop all that?
I guess I'm just like trying to solve something, Jesse.
But why?
I have like these. I don't know. I can't stop.
Yes, you can. You don't want to stop. You love the thrill of all that.
Hmm.
Oh. You love the thrill. That's why you go from person to person. You keep talking about Asperger and all that kind of, because you love the thrill. What would you be if you had none of those thrills?
I don't know. You're giving me stuff to think about now. I don't know. I wasn't expecting you to say that. I'm gonna have to think about it.
Oh God, here we thinking again.
Yeah. You think this that I'm just like in my head too much, huh?
You sure not out of it. You love your thrills. So you go from Jesse to psychiatrist to psychologist to a man and woman therapist, you're just looking for thrills. And you love you love going to everybody and complaining about your thrills. What would you do if you never complained about thrills anymore? What would happen to you?
I used to do that for a while.
What would happen to you if you never did that again?
I would probably be in complete peace.
And so do you love hell or you love peace?
I think I'm trying to find where.
Do you love hell or do you love peace?
I love peace.
So why don't you come out of hell then? Why don't you drop your thrills?
Maybe I've been there for so long, it's hard for me to come out.
That's another excuse. Why don't you drop your thrills?
If I knew how to drop the
thrills. You already know how to drop it. Stop identifying with them. Stop calling them you. I've told you, you've heard me say that over and over for the last 100 years. So you know how. You don't want to.
Like 5 years.
You don't want to. You love your thrills.
I just got to know that you're right, I think.
You don't have to know I'm right. You have to drop your thrills.
Okay. I'll work on that this week.
All right.
The next time I talk to you, hopefully I'll have more on that. But how do you overcome the memory, Jesse?
I just told you.
Okay. I'm going to work on it.
All right.
I got this.
All right. Bye.
All right, bye.
What a mess! Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats. Much needed. I am remiss. I missed a few super chats, several super chats from like days earlier. Or yesterday or something. Someone bought a coffee. Hey, Jesse, listen to the Master's Call by Marty Robbins, 1959 song. You bring me
get
back to the old days.
Get your house in order. To the Master's Call.
I figured that was an okay one to mention. Someone bought our coffee. Jesse was in the fallen state on Sunday. Brotherly love from Nick and crew was powerful. Ask Jesse if he knows so-and-so. I'm afraid to mention this one, but I'll pass it along.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate it.
But thank you.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's funny, so I might be able to mention it later. Nikki bought a coffee. I thought the biblical question was, what kind of a person are you astrally? LOL, SMH.
Yes. Thank you.
Leighton W. answering the biblical question. Pardon me if I'm butchering your name. Leighton something.
What kind of human being are you astrally?
I'm a man. A man's made out of muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. I'm a man of means, by no means king of the road. LOL.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents on Sunday. Thank you.
And Madeline bought a couple of coffees that I had missed, and she's the one who pointed it out to me. Happy Bible Thumper Thursday, y'all. This was yesterday.
Amazing.
Romans 14:1. Accept other believers who are weak in faith, and don't argue with them about what they think is right or wrong.
Thank you, Madeline. Amazing.
I like that verse. Thank you.
Yeah.
Hey, Derek, Nick, and Hake, Derrick. Did y'all notice Jesse eating them eggs this morning? Laughing face with tears coming out. Barely, kind of.
Did y'all see me eating eggs this morning?
No. Maybe.
What? Listen, I'm at a desk right across from their desk. And it's not like anything on the desk that we're not.
But we're busy doing work.
Evidently. But thank you.
But I am in my head, you know, a lot. Anyway, lighten Malachi 4:6.
Hey.
Yes.
When a person say they found their faith, there's this guy that played, I guess, football. I saw it on local news.
Okay.
And he said that the reason he was so good this year, I guess, he won a trophy or something. Because he found his faith. Mm. I don't know what that means.
I don't know if I've heard that exact phrase before,
right.
Or at least not commonly. But yeah, it means that he got back into the God thing. You know what it means. Come on.
No, you don't even know what it means.
Well, I mean, I kind of get what he means because sometimes you're into the God thing and being a Christian or whatever type of faith that he's into. And then sometimes you're not.
But what do you mean by I found my faith?
It means that he got committed to, like, his...
So you don't know.
Christian thing.
Yeah. His Christian thing. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Marty says, hey, Jesse, remember... Oh, I read that one. Eric says, the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Good intentions without wisdom leads to evil. Dennis Prager.
Amazing.
Hey.
Dennis Prager is amazing, my friend. Hey, Dennis, I hope you're feeling better.
Tembi, a couple of coffee. Yeah, yeah, indeed. Tembi with a couple of coffees. Hi, Jesse, I forgave my mother for the things I resented her for, but as I've been doing the silent prayers, so many other things are coming up. Am I supposed to go back and forgive again? Also, I never apologized for resenting. I just said I forgive. Is the devil playing with my mind?
When you admit that you're wrong for hating, you're fine. Don't let the devil keep telling you to go back. So move on with your life now. Be done with that. All right? And overcome everything else. Amazing. I wish you well. Thank you.
Tembi with another. Even if I lived the rest of my life, died, and never saw my family again, I would not feel a thing. That's normal, right?
Yep.
I see so clearly now that family doesn't even mean anything.
That's right. Amazing. Thank you.
Someone bought a coffee with no message.
Thank you
kindly.
Yep.
Brendan out of Canada, 5 coffees. Jesse, I decided to let go of that gal, that foreigner, older gal that he was dating. And
who was that?
Brendan out of Canada.
Oh, okay.
There was this older gal he was dating, and he felt wrong being with her, and you gave him advice the other day.
Oh, yeah.
It hit me. I was chasing ideas of what I thought I wanted. Good woman, family, marriage. Those were ideas weren't mine. Devil planted them in my mind. I believed them out of desperation.
There's not. Maybe you can find one person if you search the earth up and down. There's not one person got married and it was their idea. Not one. And it was. That's why the marriages are difficult. Because it wasn't their idea, but they thought that it were. And then the devil laughed, even though there were signs. And then they cry at night. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice. Let's see. I have so many. Thank you. Thank you, Brendan out of Canada, who says that it got him into the wrong relationship. And he goes on and on. It's not pithy, but he says, thank you, Jesse. I wish you well.
You're welcome. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Pastor Chatelet gifted the can on pilled.net. What's wrong with the blacks? They just like they, mama.
Thank you.
John K.
Thank you.
John K., bless you, sir.
And thank you, and bless you back.
Medi C., no, it needs to be what's wrong with the whites Wednesday. Black Wednesday does not make sense.
Nice. I got to stop there. You want to get another one or something?
Yeah, I want to get 1,000 more in.
Okay.
The great white pope, Trump is king.
Trump is king. He's daddy. And he's the great white hope. He is. What manner of man is this? Amazing.
Lin Yen Chin, Jesse, that one guy was right. I'm a mutant cousin to Bruce Lee and Kunta Kinte. Professor X wants me to be ambassador between the mutants, lesbians, mouth breathers, and humans.
What? No. Amazing.
He says, Lin Yanchen, mastery of breath masters blood and intent, nerve force, efficiency, and power. Resistance to fainting goes up. Mouth breathers faint more than humans.
Is that a movie?
Maybe.
Sounds like a movie. Thank you.
Cousin, not cousin. That's a typo. You know I slow L, Lord Goodhair. Nice. Soul Conscious, 3 coffees. Jesse, happy Friday. Glad you're doing well after last Sunday. Try a bit of fat to your diet from steak and salmon for energy.
Thank you. I love steak and salmon. Thank you.
Anthony, Black Friday sales, no 5-finger discounts.
That's right.
Cash
Thank
App.
You. Thank
if
you.
If you want to eat 4 eggs a day, says Rimfire on Rumble, consider not eating all the yolks. Maybe 2 of the yolks, but I'd rather just not eat eggs than just the white.
I don't, me too. I don't eat 4 a day. I eat 2. But I don't eat 4. But someone told me, well, you should eat 4, but don't eat the egg, the yellow stuff.
Mm.
Amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yan Chin says, sin is divergence from truth. That means life is sin, but mouth breathing is heavy sin, as it is super divergence from sense. High cadence gasping.
Amazing. Thank you.
Eric, 3 coffees. Dietary cholesterol has a very minimal effect on blood cholesterol. High blood cholesterol levels are produced by the body. You can eat eggs every day. You need to eat cholesterol to produce testosterone.
So cholesterol is not as bad as the doctors have said?
Right.
And then, well, why do they give you medication for then?
Well, because there's good cholesterol, bad cholesterol, balance in everything. You need a little bit, not too much.
Because right? I know something this like person that. Who said they were on cholesterol. They had cholesterol, and the doctor put them on. But they got off because they lost weight. They ate right.
Nice. Daniel, 5 coffees. Thank you for the continual encouragement to better ourselves, work towards becoming truly free. Practice staying present. Been amazing. People can't see what's driving them.
Yeah, that's for sure. Thank you.
He goes on. Thank you. We Was says, why don't you believe that Jesus is God? Was Jesus lying when he said that he and the Father are one? John 10:30.
So if he said he and the Father are one, well, he didn't say he was God.
Exactly.
He had a father. If he was God, why would he say me and my father are one? He would have just said, I'm one.
David Horn, here's a great summer for the JLP crew, though I'm not black, by the way. This morning's silent prayer was amazing. Stay with it. Stay with it.
Stay with it. Oh, man, I got to stop there, hey.
All right. We'll read the rest on Monday, hopefully.
What? Make sure you donate to our fundraiser thing, all right? We're trying to get 50,000 and more, but at least 50,000. Go to rebuildingtheman.com. Help me out on that. Don't let me. Before you go on vacation and all that, then whatever. Rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-BOND. The Hake Report coming up now, then Father State, and then the American Anchor Baby. Marco out of New Hampshire. Lucas out of California. Jared, a first-time call out of Vegas. And somebody just dropped, I'm out of time. Have a good weekend, folks. Stay with us, stay with us, stay with us. Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. Bye.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name in all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I recommend you get a copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility. I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800 411 Bond and donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent JLP show. The Hake Report is coming up next, guys. TheHakeReport.com. Very cool. Very nice. Shout out.